If you can hear me, everybody clap your hands.
Good morning, Gate Hill campers. It's me again, your host, Tina. Today is day 5 of camp, which means it's Summer Friday at Club Gate Hill. For those of you campers that were not here last summer, let me tell you a little about Summer Friday fun. Every Friday here at camp, we have a pool party during Rec Swim. There, we will have a live DJ. Our Summer Friday DJ at Club Gate Hill will be Victor, also known as Main Event Vicky. We are going to have so much fun. There will be swimming, singing, and definitely dancing. Yes, yes, definitely dancing. Which means, you know it, we will be doing the Waka Waka for every hour, and we can't wait to show our new friends our camp dance. That's really one of my favorite things about Summer Fridays at Club Gate Hill. All the dancing we do as a camp, like the Macarena and especially the YMCA. There's really just something about that song that makes you want to dance. Now, speaking of dance, earlier this week, Main Event Vicky did some interviews to ask campers what their favorite song to dance to was. Let's hear what one of our junior pathfinders had to say. Without further ado, here is...
It's now time for interviews. Main event, Vicky.
What's your name?
Bryce.
Best song to dance to, Bryce.
Let's get down, business. Let's get down to business.
Hey.
Give me one more night to get this. We've got a million nights just like this.
Yeah.
So let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business. Yes.
Give me one more night to get this.
Yes. Bryce, I really appreciate your infectious energy, a great smile. I wish everyone could see it. Thank you, Bryce.
You're welcome.
And state your group name, Bryce.
B1B.
B1B. Thank you, Bryce.
You heard it here first. Bryce from B1B said the best song to dance to is the song The Business by Tiësto. You know DJ Main Event Vicky is going to be bumping that song later today at the pool, and I want to see all of you dancing to it. Now, each week, Main Event Vicky will be interviewing campers, and you just might get selected to be featured on an episode of Bus Wars, just like Bryce from B1B. Now, shout out to Bryce and his boys of B1B! Now, let's switch gears to hear the answers from yesterday's Bus Wars!
Hill campers are on their way, but the fun's already started today. We're gonna dive a lot and challenge your brains to find out which band wins it all. Bus Wars! Camp starts when you're on your way. It's Bus Wars! Which bus has it take?
Yesterday, you got to hear two truths and a lie from me.
Two truths and one lie.
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 Let's see if you got them right. I was a fashion designer in Los Angeles. The answer is true. Yes, it is true. I was a fashion designer for a women's apparel company in Los Angeles, and I specialized in costumes. Let's see, number two. I was a fourth grade teacher in Dallas, Texas. The answer is a lie. I was actually never a teacher, but I was born in Dallas, Texas. And when I was in high school, I was actually the yard duty assistant for the fourth graders. So, does that count? Now, number three. I was a global trainer for Samsung headquarters in South Korea. And as you guys know, yes, that is the truth. I actually got to travel all around the world, and I actually helped open the largest Samsung store in the world, which is located in Bangalore, India. I bet I surprised a few of you now, didn't I? Now, I'm going to pass the mic over to Joe, and let's hear his answers.
Okay, so do I have a black belt in MMA? That is true. Did I fracture my kneecap in a tornado kick contest? That is also true. Did I complete 2 Spartan races in high school? That one is false. I did compete in 2 Spartan races, but the second one got rained out by a huge thunderstorm, so I had to evacuate the stadium and I could not complete it.
Hey everyone, it's Emily, your favorite art director again, with the answers to my 2 truths and a lie. First one, I love to eat lobster. It's actually false. If I were to eat lobster, I would get really sick because I'm allergic. 2, I hate llamas. This is true. When I was 16, I did a llama trek, and instead of carrying my things, my llama spat in my face. And 3, my favorite color is purple. That's true. When I was younger, I loved greens and blues, but when my boys were old enough to have favorite colors, they told me to choose pink or purple, and I chose purple. If you see me or my boys, Camden and Bennett, around town, you can ask them, and they'll attest to all those 2 truths and a lie. Great talking with you.
Hello again. You're here with Victor, aka Main Event Vicky, and let's find out what my truths were and what my lie was. I can't swim. That is the truth. So a goal of mine this summer is to get one of the lifeguards to teach me how to swim. That'd be awesome. I was in a Colgate commercial. Hard to believe, but that's the lie. That's definitely the lie. And the third is, never been to a Taylor Swift concert. Don't tell her that, because she'll probably be mad at me. But that's the truth. Thank you for joining my edition of 2 Truths and a Lie. Goodbye.
Good morning, Gate Hill. Hope everyone's riding on their buses and vans getting ready for camp. This is Stacy Nee again, and today we're going to find out which ones were the truth and which one was the lie. So my first one is that I have 2 kids that are campers and a husband that works at Build It. Guess what? That is true. So my 2 sons, Jonas is in SBC. Shout out to the SBC campers. And Sawyer, who's in B5B, shout out to the B5B campers and all their counselors. They're also here for 7 years just like me. And my husband does work at Build It. And this summer he's van number 55 driver. So shout out van 55. My second one is that I have a dachshund puppy at home named Bruno. That's the truth. Guess what? In my house, we do talk about Bruno. Get it? And number 3, if you guessed it, that's my lie. I was not the Gaga champion in 2016, but I wish I was. Hope you got it right. All right, we'll see you all very soon at camp. Bye-bye.
I hope you all enjoyed playing this week's Bus Wars Challenge, because we got 3 more weeks before we have our 4-week Bus Wars champion. Before I sign out, I just wanted to share the current standings for Bus Wars so far. This week, the max points you could earn was 20 points, 5 points per day. And here are some of our leading buses right now. Here we go. Route 10, 21, and 50 all have 16 points. Route 33, 44, and 45 have 17 points. And the bus in the lead after week 1 is, drumroll please, Route 11 with 18 points.
Yes! Yes!
Wow. Now don't forget, this is a 4-week challenge, so you all have time to catch up. Thank you so much for listening. Have a super fun summer Friday, and don't forget to tune in next week. This is Tina signing out. One camp, one love.
never go home without a snack. Camp is a place where friends come back.